The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
No surprise who you're voting for. You show us the t-shirt and the cap. Take America Back 24. Why do you want Trump to be elected president on Tuesday?
Because he would save American lives, basically. All these immigrants coming in this country, and we don't have no way of tracking them. If they're criminals, we have no way of tracking them. That's a plain fact of it. We just got to stop them from coming in to save innocent lives that are already been lost.
Is that the number one issue for you, voting on Tuesday?
Absolutely. Number one reason. It's not about money. It's about lives. You can't spend money when you're dead, and people are murdering people. A woman was attacked in the Central Park. I heard her like a month ago. I wasn't here at the time. I wish I was. I would have stopped him dead in his tracks. But, you know, what can you do? We need more help than that. I can't be everywhere at once.
And how would you assess the last 4 years of the Biden presidency?
I'm horrible. Inflation's been going up. I know people have been trying to buy a house and they had to bid like over $25,000 just to get the house, which was ridiculous, you know, and everything. Thank you. Everything's going up. The prices are going up. They're not going down. This woman could do whatever she wants. All she has to do is take Biden down to wherever and get him sign anything, put anything in effect. But she hasn't done it yet. Clearly, she hasn't done it yet. She's not going to do it in the past. She's not going to do it in the present. Simple fact.
What do you think will happen if Kamala Harris wins the election? What would it, describe what you think the country will look like for the next 4 years.
I think it will get worse. It'll be more murdering, more drugs and everything. Things are getting worse and patriotism is just dying all over the world. Not just America, but in all countries around the world. We got to build up our own patriotism, countries and everything. All countries around the world.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by build up our patriotism?
No, everyone's got to build up their patriotism because they're running from the country instead of fixing their problems. There's so much corruption there. Look what happened with Iraq. We tried to give it back to the people, and the fact is no one had the guts to stand up and fight for their own country. The military crumbled, and the fact is they're still messed up. Why? Because they got no patriotism. They won't fight for their own country. That's happening all over the world.
Do you, if Trump were to lose the election, would you trust the results?
No, probably not. I wouldn't trust the results. I already seen one video of a guy burning ballots. Some of them were destroying them and everything. So it's hard to judge on that fact because we got a lot of Democrat voters. We got a lot of immigrant voters. They're shipping them in there. They're organizing them. Republicans are trying to get organized too. And I'm voting and everything. We're trying to get everyone to vote. I already voted for President Trump last Monday early. So I already took care of that. And believe it or not, they made me take off my shirt at the voting poll.
So because people at home, this is a radio station, so they can't see. So turn around, the shirt says, Jesus is my savior, Trump is my president. And they wouldn't let you wear that in.
No, they wouldn't let me wear it. They said you can't have anything with Trump name on it. I said it was Jesus' name. I just argued with them. I made my point. But in the end, I turned my T-shirt in and out. So the Trump's logo wasn't showing, and I was able to vote for Trump. So I can just get in and out of there. I comply with the order. I understand it's probably an order that's been around long before Trump. But still, I don't like it because even though you have a right to choose who you want, but still choosing the other way is death for America, plain and simple.
Have you always voted Republican?
I've always voted Republican. Ever since I could vote, I've always voted Republican. And yeah, that's the way to go. You look at Democratic neighborhoods, they're the absolute worst. And you look at in Philadelphia, in Trenton, where I go, even around here, you go to some beautiful parks. But yeah, guess what? You go to some bad parks around here, you're going to find drug deals. You're going to find people who look like they're ready to die overdosing on drugs, just sitting on the benches, just waiting to die from drugs. And that's the Democrats. And that's where they have the Kamala Harris election campaigns all around them. There's a completely difference between a Trump campaign and a Kamala Harris campaign. There's a huge difference.
What's the difference? Describe the Trump campaign to me then.
Trump campaign. I was down to the Trump campaign in Wildwood, New Jersey. I actually got real close to him. I was chosen to be around him, which was awesome and everything. And it was just so peaceful down there. Everyone was helping each other out. It was just like everyone was in a great mood. It was that was patriotism. That was peace. That was American patriotism. And that's it. It was just a peaceful time and everything. Everyone to get together and just be happy and everything. Just to see one man who's a rock star, basically. We treated him like a rock star. I just got video I can show you. The women were treating him like a rock star, you know, blowing him kisses and everything. So he's more than just a president, I think. He's a symbol for hope and peace.
And is there a point in time, or let me put it this way, you know, say the idea of Make America Great Again, like when was it great? Like when did it go off the rails in your mind?
I think that nothing was ever perfect. No country is perfect, and America is far from great. We have to make it great again. And everyone would keep saying Magna and everything. What, Make America Great Again? How about Mega? Make everything great again. Why not that? Every place around the world, you know, we got... Not even just talking, humans come first, obviously, but we got the great garbage patch out in the Atlantic Ocean. I don't like that. Yeah. That's just disgusting to me. But other than that, we got kids.
What did you make of the Puerto Rico joke last week, actually?
What was the Puerto Rico joke?
You know, at the event in Madison Square Garden, one of the comedians said, yeah. Oh, there's this floating garbage pile out in the sea. What you were talking about? And he goes, I think they call it Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I think a joke is a joke. That's the difference between joke and reality. Comedians will say anything to get a laugh. That's where you got to separate. It's a joke is a joke. No, that's not reality. That's not life. That's not facts, you know. Whatever. A joke is a joke. People make jokes about President Trump. They make jokes back and forth. They made jokes about Clinton when he was in office. Everyone did. So, you know, a joke is a joke, but we still respect everyone.
How are you going to celebrate on Tuesday if he wins?
I'm not sure. I would want to go drive somewhere. I'm in school right now. I'm in welders class for the Sheet Metals Union, Local 19. But I would think I would want to go out to some friends or some rally somewhere in Wildwood. I don't know. I have to go on Facebook and decide who's, you know, who's having what. So I live in New Jersey. I would love to come to the city every day, but, you know, it's just hard to.
Many of your fellow students and fellow welders going to vote Trump. Do you talk about it at work?
They are absolutely going to vote Trump. And it is horrible because laborers, the local laborers in New Jersey, the local laborers in Philadelphia, they all vote Democrat. It's always been that way. They told me it's not going to change that way. But everyone loves Trump, though. They love my Trump T-shirts. They say that. I weld Trump's name in a piece of metal, you know, just for fun in 2024, and everyone loves that. So, yeah, I know they're going to vote for Trump, but I don't know why the Democrats are all the Shemale Union is going for Democrats and voting for Kamala Harris and putting their signs and basically putting the money behind them. It's kind of disgusting because I am voting for Trump. I am a Republican. Even though I'm with the Shemale Union, my dues are going to Kamala Harris's campaign, I'm thinking. So I don't like that, but I just have to deal with it, you know. And of course, I speak out, and I want them to change and everything. And that would be a huge change for the Republicans to get all the laborers on Trump's side. And most of them are on Trump's side. That's the truth behind it. A lot of them aren't, too, but they're just whiny people who got no facts, you know. They just got complaints and no facts. Republicans got all the facts, and Democrats just got excuses for the inexcusable.
Ryan, you were telling me as well before I let you go that you were here a few weeks ago, and it was after...
The day after the assassination attempt on the president, and when the poor father, the fireman, lost his life for that, just a crazy case, just mental illness. Had nothing to do with elections. It's just someone who's mentally ill. And I came up here to show my support for the president. I can't believe he took a bullet to the ear. He's our hero after that, obviously. And I just came up here to show my support. And a woman came up here with a Trump mask on with fake blood all over it, rolling all around the ground, just crying and everything, making fun of the fact that our president got shot and everything. I was asking the officers, get rid of her, she's bothering us. She was rolling around the ground. They didn't, and I just lost my temper. I shouldn't have. And I just took a microphone. I snapped it in half. I threw it on the ground. Everyone was celebrating and at me on my side. I go back over here, stand over here. Everyone got it on video. I should have left right then and there. But now I'm standing around 20 minutes later. Officer's like, come on, come over here. We got to take you in, you know. It's no big deal. He was super nice about it.
I got arrested.
I got arrested. I got charged. They were super nice about it. I was taken down to the court. The police were so nice to me. I couldn't say anything better about the NYPD. They're just great people. And, you know, I was arrested according to the law. I did something wrong, obviously. I own up to it. And I went back 2 weeks later, and I pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct. No fines, no record on my record and everything. And, you know, she shouldn't have been here. She shouldn't have done that. You know, I thought it was disgraceful, making fun of the fact that someone died and someone almost died. You know, a man that could save lives, too. You know, he's not just a symbol. He could save lives, as I said. But, yeah, I kind of don't regret it, you know, because, you know, I don't like what she did. But, you know, I won't do it again, obviously.
But listen, thanks a million for chatting to us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, too, man.
So I'm here outside at Trump Tower with John. You can't miss John. Plenty of memorabilia. He's got buttons. He's got magnets. He's got signs. You're not a big Trump supporter, John.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think he's a real danger to democracy and to world order. And so I've been standing out here since 2016 doing this. I stopped doing it in 2020, and I thought it was all done. And then last October, it just got to be so much. I said, I'll break out the buttons and do it again. A couple days a week, I stand out here in front of Trump Tower, and I protest him with the buttons. I sell buttons, and it makes people laugh. I mean, these are humorous buttons on a serious subject, so that's how it goes.
So, yeah, if people can't see it, with radio at home, you've got sometimes you've got to flush twice with a picture of Donald going down the drain, and future Trump, we're not going back. You've got Vladimir Putin carrying a little baby Trump there in all his Red Army regalia. And Kamala.
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
Crush lime. Yes, yes. And then Kamala Crush Orange. That's Orange Crush is a soft drink here. Perhaps it is in Ireland.
You described Trump as a threat to democracy and peace and stability. Expand on that for me.
Well, all you have to look at is January 6th. The day that he was, we were supposed to confirm Joe Biden becoming president, he sends a mob into the Congress, and they break the windows, they smash the doors, they defecate on the floors, and they threaten people, and people got killed. And then he pretends like it was a day of love to this thing. He says, oh, it was nothing. It was fine. And that is something here in the United States, the peaceful transfer of power is one of those things we revere. Well, he smashed that. And now, but it wasn't just that. I mean, before he became president, he said Barack Obama was not a legitimate president. We couldn't figure out why. The only thing we can figure out why is because he's black. I mean, what other thing? He said he wasn't born here. But that lie, it's the big lie. And, I'm not a World War II kid, but my father, my uncle fought in World War II, out in the Pacific and all that business. And so it's in your head, the big lie, Hitler's big lie. You tell a lie enough, people believe it. And you're thinking to yourself, is that happening to us now? And these lies have been happening before the election. They did this to John Kerry. With a swift voting. But this is the apex of it. And it seems to be a precipice we're going to fall off into. And to where he says he wants to have internment camps. Internment camps. And he wants to have the police lock people up and then deport them. How does that work? They tried that in the Civil War. They said, oh, well, we'll free the slaves and we'll deport them all to Africa. What are you talking about? What kind of nonsense? So, you could go on and on and on.
Yeah. And what then, let's imagine he wins on Tuesday for a moment. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you imagine the next 4 years would look like in the country?
He would have no guardrails. He could do whatever he wants. Everybody that could have stopped him before, when we had a sense of decency in politics when he was elected, is gone. He'll only have yes men. He says he wants to have military tribunals. He says he wants to have firing squads. He said he wants to shoot one of his generals, General Milley, because he wouldn't, he said some negative things about him. So I imagine that we will just have that kind of chaos. But the other thing that worries me is he wants to do these blanket tariffs, and that will just make everyone in the United States have to pay like tons and tons more for everything they need, basic needs. It's not like a selective tariff. Okay, we're going to, for electric cars, we'll do a tariff against China for that. It's everything. And what is that? It just looks like a payday for everyone to invest properly. But everyone else will get screwed. So, there's many other things, too. I was talking about firing squads. He just said he wanted to put Liz Cheney, a right-wing war hawk, as he rightly put it, but he was for the Iraq war in the first place. He says she wants her in a firing squad. And nobody says anything.
Yeah.
What do you suspect? In Ireland, do you think if somebody was running for president of Ireland, they said they want to have firing squads? We want to shoot French people. Maybe you don't like French people or English people. Oh, all the English people, let's shoot them. I mean, what would you say? I bet someone over there would say something, but here we treat it as if, oh, it's just a strategy. Strategy.
But do you fear those things would become reality, or is it that it's just kind of, we'll have 4 years of kind of chaos of him talking about all this sort of stuff, but that the tariffs thing, that's the concrete fear? Well, that make yes. sense?
Yeah, but the other thing is human rights have already been destroyed in this country because of bodily autonomy has been destroyed because of Roe v. Wade. And people like to think of it as women's rights, but it isn't women's rights. It's human rights, because last time I looked at my dictionary, women were humans. Okay, so it's human rights, and that's the first step. If you're a woman and you get a job in Texas, what if you do have an ectopic pregnancy and you need to have that taken care of? What if you have a preeclampsia? What, they wait until you're bleeding out, and then you might die. And this isn't something subtle that, you know, might happen. This has already happened in this country. Women are already dying as a result of the overturn of Roe v. Wade. So since that is already happening, none of these people seem to care. They seem to think, well, that's women are just a vessel for babies, and if they die, so what? And so it's already happening. Yeah. And that's why I think the other stuff he's talking about, sure, why wouldn't he do it? Why wouldn't he? He's already lying like crazy. I mean, and I know politicians lie, but these aren't, you know, lies like that. This is, he'll say anything, you know, so.
If Kamala Harris wins mm-hmm. on Tuesday, or on Wednesday, whenever we get the results.
Yeah, right.
We could go on for a lot longer than that. How do you suspect him and his supporters will react to it? Because you see, we started this conversation talking about January 6th.
I know. I don't think... First of all, he's not president, so he's not in power. So he doesn't have that advantage. I think the wind is going to go out of the sails of all these people. I really do. I think they'll be grumbling. They'll be mad. But corporations in the U.S. will say, well, you know, we lost. Who cares? Because they're just going to keep on making money anyway. And I, a lot of people have been prosecuted and put in jail for what they did on January 6th and all the election denying. And Rudy Giuliani's been destroyed because of what he did. And so I don't think people are going to have the energy to do it anymore. Yeah. They may say, hey, you know, Kamala, oh, she's a dictator, she's a fascist or whatever. But I don't think they're going to storm the Capitol. One thing you get nervous about is lone wolves, you know, some crazy person with a gun. Every person in the whole country has a gun. So you get scared about that. But, you know, I'll tell you the truth, you live in the U.S., you're scared about that already.
What kind of reaction do you get from people standing outside Trump Tower like this?
Since Trump was out of office, the reaction is a lot more muted than it used to be when he was in office. Okay. When he was in office, I had people yelling at me all the time, how dare you? You know, defame our president. Don't you have any shame? Everyone tell me to get a job, get a life, all this stuff. I'm retired. I don't need to get a job. I'm in the later stages. But people don't think about that. So, no, it's much more muted. Occasionally people will attack me verbally and pretend like they're going to attack me physically, but that's very rare. It used to be, I'll tell you this one thing. We used to get misogynist stuff when he was president because of Hillary, and now I'm getting a lot more homophobic slurs when I get them. Meaning, they'll attack my sexuality. They don't know what it is, but they're hoping if they say something that I'll freak out.
Because you've got like a rainbow flag or something.
No, it's because I'm a man voting for Kamala.
Oh, I see.
I'm a white man.
You must be gay. There's no other explanation. There's literally no other explanation.
Well, you know, that's always the card they play, too. You know what I mean? And the card has been played on me so many times. I'm in high school. You know, I grew up. I've heard that so many times. Yeah. But they think it's a powerful tool. And so you just sit there and smile. But yeah, I guess because of the flag. I forget the flag is there. But yes. It could be because of the flag. This triggers people, too.
Stop pretending your racism is patriotism.
That triggers a lot of people. They say, you're the racist. You know, so I'm like, well, okay. I try not to fight. You know, the one thing is you'll notice the police let me do this. I'm selling art. This is art. This can't be used for anything else but for hanging on a person. And I know the police, and I don't look to cause trouble. I look to undercut Trump on a daily basis for people from all over the world.
John, thanks for talking to you.
Cheers. Thanks. Pleasure.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.